Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. I thank God for you. Today we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Will you permit me to start today with a few statistics? Did you know that there are close to 400 early childhood ministries in our Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod? Those ministries serve almost 11,000 children and their families. There are Wells Early Childhood Ministries in 30 states, plus 3 in the Caribbean, 1 in Antigua, 1 in St. Lucia, and 1 in Grenada. In addition, over 70 congregations have reported that they have a Mommies and Me program of some kind. What a blessing! What an opportunity! What a responsibility! And you are part of all of that. Whether you serve as a director, a teacher, an aide, support staff, volunteer, or are a parent, you are part of this ministry that seeks to share the precious gospel with young children and their families. The verses from Thessalonians in today's devotion were written by the Apostle Paul. He served and traveled as a missionary to the city of Thessalonica. This was a congregation that existed in a community that often opposed and persecuted Christianity. Read Acts chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. And yet, this congregation held firm. In the beginning of this letter to them, Paul shares not only that he is grateful for them, but that he includes them in his prayers of thanks continually. He goes on to note their work produced by faith, labor prompted by love, and endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. God had worked faith in their hearts, and this faith motivated their deeds of kindness and obedience. All their labor was motivated by the love that God had shown in the gift of salvation. They were moved to share this love with those in need, as well as efforts to share the gospel with all around them. Their work was not easy, but they had hope. Hope that is sure and confident in God's promises, particularly God's promise of heaven. While you may not feel the same kind of persecution that they did in Thessalonica, your work can be challenging. Working with young children is full of the unexpected. Much of it is joyful and exciting, but at times it can be stressful. Trying to understand the needs of a crying infant or toddler, having the patience to help a child learn to share and take turns, a sick child, staffing, budgets, and on and on. And then there are the moments that remind you why you do what you do. In the midst of a busy room, you notice a child quietly rocking a doll, singing, "Jesus Loves Me." You are not alone in all you do. First, you have a loving God who cares for you enough to send Jesus. The heart of what you do is to tell the children and families about His grace and mercy. But also, you have colleagues, lots of them. Many of them are praying for you, just like Paul prayed for those in Thessalonica. I'm praying for you. Prayers of gratitude and prayers that God will bless all that you do and that you continue to grow in God's grace. I encourage you to pray for each other as well. Pray for those with whom you serve and pray for those you don't even know. What a privilege it is to do what you do each day. May the Lord give you joy, patience, and confidence in serving Him and in serving the young children and families in your early childhood ministry. We always thank God for you. We pray. Dear Father, thank you. Thank you for all those who serve young children and their families throughout our church. Thank you for their dedication, for their love of young children, for their commitment, for their joy in sharing your message of salvation. Keep their faith strong and bless them as they grow in faith through your word. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen. A question to consider. Is there someone on your staff or who you know that could use encouragement? How can you and your staff be intentional about praying for each other? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.